Unit 4. Real Life Robin Hoods. A. Communication and Fluency. A. Listen and Read.
I need to open a bank account here, but there are so many I don't know which one to choose. Well, I bank with Co-op. I like them because they are smaller and more caring. They always help when you have problems, and they're also meant to be a more ethical bank. What do you mean, more ethical? Well, a lot of banks are thought to be quite corrupt. They use our money to fund unsavory activities like oil companies and even illegal organizations. How do you know that Co-op don't do this then? They have a transparency policy so you can see exactly what all the money is spent on, and they help to fund worthy causes such as environmental groups and social education programs. That sounds great. I'll definitely go for them then. Will they let me open an account without a permanent address? I'm still living with a host family and looking for a permanent place to stay. I think it should be fine as long as your host family write you a letter to say that you're living with them at the moment, and then you let them know once your address changes. What other information do I need to take with me? You'll need some form of ID. Probably your passport is best. Should I open up a student account? Yes, I think that's a good idea. They have special rates for students, and sometimes they throw in extras like a travel card or a free overdraft. Okay, thanks, Charlie. I really appreciate the advice. You're welcome. Let me know if you need any other help.